Blog.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Getting started here in just a second. My guest tonight will be the creators of the new online web series, Help, I'm Alive. They'll be joining me momentarily. I'll get to them in a second, but... Also want to remind you, the call-in number, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to take a quick little brickety break and be back with my special guest tonight. Thank you for tuning in, and I will be with you momentarily.
You ain't had no
wait.
Go on, what did you just say? You said melt. In your mouth. Quick! What else melts in your mouth?
M&M!
Exactly. And nothing in your hand.
Okay.
And who makes M&M's?
The white man.
Oh, did. Mars Candy Company makes it. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Those white men. Mars is also
the Roman god of war.
No!
Who is the Greek
god of
Ares?
Ah!
Now, you take Mars and spell it backwards. Drop the S.
Ram! That's right. And Ram is the astrological sign for Ares. Oh! Now then, Ares' half-sister is Athena.
Now you get this.
Whoa.
Athena?
Which is... the capital of Greece.
And as we all know, zodiological astronomy was created by the Greeks in
785 BC.
And 785 is the area code of Topeka. Oh my God. 785 is the area code to Topeka, Kansas.
Cold Kansas.
Now you take that. Spell it backwards. Drop the S.
What's that?
And brothers, who is the Greek demigod of medicine who believed that snakes' tongues had mystical healing power?
Asclepius, of course. He had a staff with snakes intertwining all around that bitch. They call it Asclepius' staff. It's a symbol the medical field uses to this day.
I've seen it.
Now, what legend involving snakes is in both Greek and Roman mythology? Come on. It involves Asclepius' own father.
Apollo.
Yeah, thanks, lady.
That's right. Apollo slew the serpent at Delphi, which was a big-ass snake.
And what, brothers, is the biggest snake in the world?
The South American anaconda.
What she said?
Anaconda malt liquor.
And what is the slogan for anaconda malt liquor? Anaconda malt liquor gives you whoop, gives you what? Whoop. And who else is famous for
whoop? Little Richard.
Who?
Little Richard.
So, what they really saying is
anaconda malt liquor gives you
Little Richard. What is another word for Richard? Anaconda malt liquor gives you a little dick.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? Delirious!
Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I'm grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
I don't get down like that.
I do, though. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. Back with you on a Tuesday night. It's Disorderly Conduct. Thank you all for joining me early on here. A lot of guest listeners tonight. If you're new to the program, and more importantly, if you're new to BTR, you want to make sure you log in and join BTR so you can chit-chat with us in the chit-chat room. All you have to do is really easy. You can do it in like 2 minutes. You just sign up like you would any other social networking site. You create a profile. You can do a show if you want. You don't have to do a show. It's real simple, though. You create a profile, you know, slap your picture in there, and create a name. I would suggest not using your real name. But then you can create a profile, sign in, and chat with us in the chit-chat room. I have the lovely Angel in there with me right now. Hello, Angel. She is expressing her gratitude to our Commander-in-Chief and that little opening montage there. Today's show is a special program. I have two special guests that I'm going to bring on in just a second. This is the Help I'm Alive WonderCon preview show. I'm having the creators of this new online series that's going to be unveiled at WonderCon this weekend. I'm having them on with me tonight to share a little bit about their little show that they're putting out there, and also give us a little taste of what WonderCon is going to be like this weekend. It's, if you're not familiar with it, I'm barely familiar with it. I'm not really a geek or into any of that. I'm into movies and stuff, but not really into the comic books or any of that stuff. I was more interested in girls and sports when I was growing up, but I can certainly get into the whole vibe. I'm familiar with Comic-Con, and I believe WonderCon is affiliated with that. It's essentially the San Francisco equivalent of Comic-Con, and we'll get into to who's going to be there and what's going to be there and what it's all about. But let me bring on my guests for the evening. I have with me Justin Berger, the director of Help I'm Alive, and producer Andrew Fassler. Welcome to the program, guys.
Hey, Vince. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm going to speak over Justin.
All right, cool. So that's Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. And Justin, are you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here. Good talking to you, Vince.
Yeah, good to have you guys on. Welcome. I appreciate you hanging on and being patient while we got things warmed up here. Why don't you guys start off by telling us who you are individually? We'll start with Justin, and then Andrew, you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then just take it from there, guys, and tell us a little bit of background on what's up with Help I'm Alive and what we can expect, or at least what people can expect from WonderCon at your booth this weekend.
Sure. My name is Justin Berger. I am the director and a co-producer on Help I'm Alive, and I actually got brought on last year in August. The series is actually the creation of Anthony Larice, who is not with us, but he's with us in spirit, and he's probably listening in right now. But Anthony created it. He came up with the concept, and he and Andy approached me last year via Facebook, actually, of all places, and, you know, we had a meeting, and it just... You know, I read the idea, I read the treatment, I read some rough scripts, and it was just too good of a story for me to pass up. And, you know, I really, as a director, I was really looking to sink my teeth into something really awesome. And it kind of fell in my lap, and I was like, wow, this is exactly what I was looking for. And that's kind of how that fell in place. And then, you know, ever since then, we've just been working on this thing. And then just in December, we decided we were going to go to WonderCon, and then things kind of just went from there. And, yeah. I'll let Andy take it over from there.
Are you going to leave it all on me? All right, well, my name is Andrew Fassler, or, you know, Justin's been calling me Andy. I'm born and raised here in the Bay Area, and that's a little background, I guess, enough. But how I got involved in the whole project was, actually, Anthony is my cousin, and we've been talking for numerous amount of years now about doing a project together and how we both wanted to get into acting and everything. And we decided, you know, there's just no better way to do it than to do it ourselves. And we had been working on a separate project, which, like, we're still going to do it, and I think it's a great idea, but this one just took precedence, and it was, you know, as Justin said, way too good of a story to pass up, and Anthony was the one that came up with the idea, and then we just kind of went from there. I jumped on board, and originally I was just going to be acting in the second season and was just going to help out a little bit behind the scenes, but we had a few snags here and there, and I kind of stepped up to the plate and took one of the producer roles and pushed everything to continue and pushed it along the road it needed to go. And then, hold on, sorry about that. From there, I mean, funny story about meeting up with Justin and getting him involved was I actually saw him on Facebook on one of my friends' profiles, and I thought they were friends and knew each other, and it turns out they've never met. And that's kind of how he got involved. By me thinking that he knew my friend when he didn't, and then it turned out he was the right man for the job. He had all the background, he had all the know-how, and, you know, he was into it. He wanted to be involved, and he wanted to take it to the next level, and that's what we were looking for with him.
Excellent. And so you guys, what have you shot so far? What's in the can already? Have you already shot a season, or have you just shot this one promo, or what's ready to be released so far?
Well, at WonderCon, we're having basically, it's like a teaser promo. It's about a 5-minute clip, and that's all we've shot. It's just kind of give people a taste, create a buzz. We're actually looking to start shooting the first season of the series this summer. We're hoping to have it done and in the can and ready to go by the fall of 2011, later this year, if all goes as planned. But, you know, life doesn't always go as planned. But, you know, we right now have a very good crew, and I think we could totally pull it off. And,
cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What? So tell us what it's about exactly. It sounds, from the title itself, it sounds like it could be a comedy. Is it a comedy? What is it, a drama? What is it? And give us the general synopsis.
Well, you know, I was going to say, I guess I'll take this one. Actually, it's funny that you say it sounds like it could be a comedy, because that's what Anthony and I were going to work on prior to this. But no, it's, you know, the genre is going to be more horror / sci-fi, with, you know, the slight romantic undertones for the ladies to be involved too. But what it's essentially about.
Oh, yeah,
is,
you can't forget the ladies, brother. It's all about the ladies. Especially
the
demographics nowadays. Isn't it
all
about...
You're the one saying that you're interested in the ladies, right?
Well, I'm definitely interested in the ladies, but they have to be over a certain age. And I know a lot of young kids go to these Comic-Con deals.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm a little bit wary. But, I mean, it seems like if you want to make it big time or have a good, solid audience, you almost have to cater to, like, 12-year-old girls these days. Do you have anything there in Help I'm Alive for the 12-year-old girl that's, you know, that's bored and doesn't know what's going on?
Not really.
No?
You know what?
All right.
This is more a
sci-fi angle.
I got a feeling that, you know, the little 12-year-old girls might be able to attach themselves to something in here. Who knows? It might be a character dying. But, I mean, they'll be able to attach to something.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I think the show has enough drama and has enough action to really appeal to, like, everybody, even 12-year-old girls. I mean, girls mature faster than boys. So I think they'll pick up on a lot of the stuff that, you know, like, 12-year-old boys might not even pick up. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the boys will be like, ooh, explosions, you know, like guns and killing,
cool,
and all that cool stuff. But I think the girls are mature enough because, you know, we're trying to do a very, not real adult, but a very mature, very intelligent show. You know, it's not all about just blowing shit up and you know, mindless violence. You know, there's a lot of character stuff going on in here. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of, you know, intelligent dialogue. And you know, a lot of that is Anthony, who really took the time to develop a really good story and some good arcs, and, you know, and I was really impressed with it. And that, like, again, that's what brought me on, is it was something that was good. This wasn't like some flash in the pan thing, like, oh, hey, let's bring out the camcorder and do a cool web series. It's like,
yeah,
it was something that I felt was like really profound and like could be something, you know, really big. And so, yeah.
Nice. So it's a sci-fi drama action, type of series, and
don't forget the horror.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the horrors.
The
yeah,
horror.
I've seen from what I've seen there online, the few promos and behind the scenes stuff you guys have up, it seems like blood is definitely in play, so that's good. And I like the premise of it being set in the future, set in a post-apocalyptic future. Could you give us some? Give me some insight into what the general backstory and continuing storyline throughout the series will be.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take this one. I mean, it essentially, just I don't want to give away too much because we're trying not to give away too much because we want to have the viewers
the general
watch
premise
show.
of the series.
Exactly.
That's why I want you to give it away, because if you do it, then I'm not in trouble.
No, but I was just setting it up to say, you know, there's only so much I can say, but I can give you guys definitely, you know, the premise and synopsis. I mean, basically, in the world in which Help I'm Alive exists, in 2012, there's an apocalypse. There's an Armageddon that basically wipes out just about 75% of the world's population and, you know, really sets the world back, so to speak. And at that point, people are no longer the top of the food chain, and the people who are alive kind of wish they weren't, and, you know, they're being hunted, and, you know, they're being stalked, and like I said, they're no longer top of the food chain. But where our story picks up is 20 years after this apocalypse happens, and, you know, things have kind of, you know, come to a, I guess, normal for that situation, I guess. You know, things have kind of died down, and it is what it is, and then you're left with this group of survivors, that's where our story picks up, is this group of survivors who are trying to live in this new world. Andy, what do you want to put in on this?
Yeah, Andy. What do you think of that,
blood,
Andy?
Destruction, mayhem, slaughter, murder.
That's more like it, bro. I like
guns,
the Andy version better. I like the Andy version better. I'm
going to
watch Andy's. I'm going to watch Andy's series. I don't know about you, Justin, but I'm going to watch Andy's version of it.
Titties.
Well, we got that too.
Yeah, he pretty much covered it. I mean, the only thing that I would want to throw in there is that, you know, people are going to, I have a feeling that people are going to watch it from the beginning and they're going to be like, oh, okay, this is cool. I can relate to certain situations. And, I mean, even though, you know, it's different scenarios would come up than what may happen to you in today's day and age, there's going to be a lot of stuff that people can relate to. And I think the only thing that he didn't really cover that we can throw in there and talk about is, you know, everybody, yeah, they're in this community is where it starts. And I'm trying to think what was already leaked right now. And, you know, a stranger shows up and shit goes haywire. Excuse my language, can I swear on your show?
I don't know if you've paid attention, but we've dropped several F-bombs and we've said shit.
Oh, dude, I didn't even say the F-bomb. Well, fuck
yeah,
shit, ass titties.
This is internet radio, bro. It's no holds barred. So
nice. Oh, I love this. I'm going to listen to your show more often.
We can take
this
little magic carpet ride anywhere you want, pal.
This is why we decided to do a web series because, you know, it's, you know, of course, you know, who wouldn't love to be on HBO or something like that? But the point being is on the web, it's like you have a freedom that you don't have on either public television or, you know, major networks or whatever. And it really gives us the opportunity to experiment, try new things, go in directions that, you know, you can't do on a show on NBC or a show even on HBO. I mean, HBO and Showtime, they definitely push the envelope, but, and I really can't say what we're going to do, but, I mean, we can definitely explore territory where they can't and show things and have things happen that people might go like, whoa, I was not expecting that. So that's fun.
That being said, one of the main reasons, too, which is, you know, exactly what Justin just said, that Anthony and I decided to go web-based with this and not try and shop it around and everything was because of the fact that, I mean, Anthony, you're getting credit for this part, buddy. He had some really good ideas about things that we can do to cross lines that normally, or not even normally, you were not allowed to do some of the stuff that we're going to do. Like on TV, it would not fly. They would cut it in a heartbeat. But we're going to, you know, we want to shock and awe people. We want them to see, you know, how things can really be done and what they could do on TV, but people choose to censor and not do. And, you know, there's real live situations that you can't show on TV. And it's kind of screwed up. But, you know, we're going to have fun with it, and the viewers are going to love it. I guarantee it.
That's what's up. Nice.
And if they
don't
come to me for anything.
What?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Me or him? Oh, I said I guarantee it, but if people don't like it, don't come to me about it.
Right on.
Go to Justin.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Cool. Hey, if we're going to take a quick little break here. If anybody wants to call in with a question for Justin and or Andrew, I'm with both of them here tonight. We're talking about Help I'm Alive, their new web series, which is going to be, which they're going to unveil the a teaser trailer at WonderCon this weekend. And I'm going to be back with them in just a second. I'm just going to steal away here, take a quick smoke break, and I'll be right back.
Double G. No, go. You know what happened with the D.R.E. Yeah. up. Thugs, niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
I have two solutions for fixing the economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One, according to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion, and that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. We have the DVDs of Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. Mm-mm. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be kicking, we saw. We gon' play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be acting too bold. Wake up. Hey, hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
You're taking a smoke break with Vince in the Bay.
Smoke weed every day.
Call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I don't get down like that.
I do. I am Vince in the Bay. Thank you for joining me. My guests, God, I can't even say that. I have two guests on with me tonight. It's director Justin Berger and producer Andrew Fassler of the new web series Help, I'm Alive, and it's being unveiled at WonderCon this weekend in San Francisco. We're taking your calls. If you have any questions for the boys, 347-826-7667, and we do have a number, a hand raised up here. Area code 408, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Anthony, guys.
Hey, Anthony, what's up, bro?
Not a whole lot. I heard you guys are throwing down some profane language. I wanted to join in on that.
Oh,
you
want to
join in on
means,
our profane language?
By yeah. all means, jump in on the action, bro. So this is Anthony from the show as well?
Yes, this is Anthony Lurice, the creator.
Oh, so this, I was just going to ask, that's funny. I was just going to like try to get into that because I know this is the brainchild of Anthony, and it's good that we have you here, Anthony. Why don't you tell us your thoughts about about this this project of yours and how it's shaped up to this point, considering where it's come from its inception.
Originally, it was only supposed to be like 5 minutes long, so it's come quite a ways. We're now running at about 20 minutes an episode, but it's taken quite a few months to get everything, you know, all the ducks in the row. We started almost a couple years ago now, and once we got the ball rolling on the original story, we realized that there was a lot more story to tell, rather than just the small, you know, piece that we had at the beginning. So then I called Andy, and, you know, we were trying to work on something for a while, and he took a look at it, said he was down, and then we met Justin. I think you guys already talked about all that. So, but we're very excited that it's getting its way up to WonderCon. We're very excited.
I haven't
got my place yet, though.
Yeah, so you act in the production as well. Are you sort of the main character, if I'm not mistaken?
One of them. I guess our show is kind of taking the direction of some of the larger ensemble casts. You know, in the same fashion that Heroes or Lost kind of did. We have quite a few main characters. But the character that I'm playing is kind of just going to get the ball rolling. We'll see him, you know, raise a lot of questions for the audience, raise a lot of questions for our other characters in the show. And while it doesn't directly revolve around him, he's a decent catalyst to what's to come and what's happened and how we're going to learn a little bit more about the world.
Right on. I want to stick with the idea of the cast. Could you tell me a little bit about the cast? And you said it's an ensemble. Are there other cast members you might want to mention while we're on it?
We have a few cast members that are pretty important. Most of them are going to be pretty big deals during the season itself. We have a couple guys that know a little bit more than everybody else, and you can kind of tell. We have, you know, a little community of people where, you know, they all know each other from, you know, one direction or another, and most of them will soon learn who each other are and how they are connected to each other. So it's more of a kind of watch and see where everything is going to end up, which is hopefully where we're hoping everybody's going to be.
Anthony's being very cryptic. I mean, he kind of has to be, but it is an ensemble cast, and there's a wide assortment of characters ranging from age to who they are in that world. You know, some are soldiers, a lot are civilians. There's a doctor or two in the house. I mean, it's kind of a wide array, and that's why we say it really kind of appeals to a wide audience, because there's somebody that somebody can relate to in that cast. That's how I feel anyway. And as far as actual people, we're actually going to be casting for some of these roles next month. And if you visit our website, helpemalive.tv, we're going to have all the info there pretty soon. Or if you come to WonderCon, you can talk to us there. But we are going to be casting for certain roles. And if you're listening and you think you got what it takes, you know, hit us up and come down and try out. You never know. You could be in the Help I'm Alive web series.
That's awesome. You know, I have nothing better to do. I'll come out. Do you need any cheesy, creepy, old, perverted old guys to star in it?
Always. Always.
Oh,
always.
Definitely. Actually, I got a perfect role for you. It might be in a porno, but
I mean.
It's
a scene where I'm like, trying to, like, creep up on some hot girl, and then I just get blindsided by a fucking train or something.
Hey, you never know. It could happen.
We'll just write that in for you. We'll just write
cameo.
That
I don't want to take over. Or taxi driver. I like being I've always wanted to play a taxi driver, too. And I don't have to say anything. I'll just say, where to? And that's it. That's fine.
Maybe we'll have you drive an old black woman around.
Oh, yeah. With her riding my lap as I'm driving.
Oh, my God.
Only if Anthony plays the girl.
And then we'll drive off a cliff. We'll drive off a cliff, and it'll just be like, yeah, meanwhile.
Yeah. I'd be a horrible black woman. I'm not proud. That's okay. You can play any role. I've seen you do all sorts of things.
That's good. There's some confidence right there.
So tell us about the film. Hey, tell us about the filming, guys. For this initial shoot that you guys did, how many days did you shoot? What was involved in it exactly?
I'll take this one. I helped pull a lot of this together just for the shoot. It was a nightmare on some levels, but it was awesome at the same time. We basically came up with the concept of the WonderCon promo in December. Once we knew we were going to WonderCon, it was like, okay, we got to have something that's really going to blow people's wigs back, as my friend would say. And, I think we did that. But the concept was, we're like, what are we going to do? Let's do this promo. And so Anthony and I put this treatment together for this script of something that kind of brought you into the world of Help Them Alive and really kind of introduced you to, the kind of things that you can expect, which are, you know, things that will surprise you, things that will shock you, and questions raised. That is a big part of what the show's going to be, is constantly we're going to be throwing questions. We're going to be like, who's that? Why is that going on? What happened there? But you'll find out as you watch the show. It's an ongoing thing. But as far as the shoot itself, we shot the entire thing in three separate days. We shot it down near Morgan Hill, California, and also in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And we had an awesome crew. I have to shout out my crew right now, or our crew. Mark Ostenheim was our DP. Mitch Roth was our AD. And just helped a lot in general. Chrysalis Rose was our makeup. Darlene Drake did our audio. We had Jerome Plancia. We had Jared Schmidt. We had Josh Hollister. Am I forgetting anybody, guys?
Don't you have the list in front of you? Come on now.
Your mom?
No, this is all going off the top of the dome.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There's a little girl that appears in this promo. Her name is Olivia Ibarra, and she was amazing. It's like you always hear stories about kids on set, and they're either awesome to work with or a complete nightmare. And she was amazing. She was probably the most professional person on that set. She knew her lines forwards and backwards, and she was just amazing. So, and then we had Ethan Parsonage, who some people may know around the Bay Area as Headnotic of Crown City Rockers. He was nice enough to come down
the bass player for Crown City.
Exactly. He's a good friend of mine, and I asked him to do it. I said, hey, can you play a zombie, just to give a little bit away? And he said, yeah, I'd love to, because he didn't have any speaking lines. And he totally nailed it. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better zombie. I don't think any of us could. And you'll be able to see exactly, what he's doing in the promo this weekend at WonderCon. We're going to be premiering it, and it's going to be a loop the whole time. So come to the booth anytime. Just wait around for about 5 minutes, and if it's not on the screen, it will be.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Vincent the Bay. I have my special guests with me today. It's the creators of the new online web series. The web series hasn't even come out yet, but it's going to be there's going to be a little teaser at WonderCon. This weekend, April 1st through the 3rd, it's WonderCon at, it's at the Marriott in San Francisco. And, we're going to talk a little bit about in a second here about, WonderCon itself and what's going on there. I took a quick look at the lineup and I got to tell you, it looks like it's got to be like a Geekazoid's wet dream. There's got to be a lot of really, really geeked out 15-year-olds that are just salivating, waiting for this weekend. And, hey, they're going to find a little surprise with this Help I'm Alive. I've watched all the online stuff, the teasers and stuff, and it looks like it's beautifully shot. It looks very, very, very interesting. And you should definitely check it out. The website is helpimalive.tv. That's helpimalive.tv. HELPIMALIVE.TV. And I'm going to be back with the guys here from the creators of the show. I'll be back with them in just a second. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Online series Help I'm Alive. if you guys are if you are listening right now and you would like to join us, if I know there's some geeks out there in the audience that have some dorky question to ask about WonderCon. I have some questions about WonderCon. I didn't even know it existed. I mean, I knew Comic-Con existed, but I never knew that there was a San Francisco version of it. How long has this been around, guys?
Can we still have Anthony on the line?
Oh, no. Are you talking about Help I'm Alive or WonderCon?
You guys told me how long Help I'm Alive's around. I'm curious about WonderCon. I'm not really that familiar with it. I didn't even know it existed.
WonderCon's been around for actually quite a while. It just didn't start getting popular until a few years ago. I guess what they've been saying is it's a lot more popular with celebrities. You'll see a lot more of them at WonderCon than you would at Comic-Con. Comic-Con's probably twice the size of WonderCon. It's enormous. It's ridiculous down there. But it's a lot smaller up here, and honestly, I think it's a lot cooler. They have a lot more stuff. The Bay Area is really stepping up their game with the conventions and stuff. But WonderCon's fantastic. It's because it's a little smaller, it's very much more personal. You do get to, when you do meet celebrities and stuff, they will stop and talk to you. And you'll see a lot of them walking around on the floor, which is really cool. You get your picture taken with them, shake their hand, get a little wet, that kind of thing.
Well put, Anthony, well put.
I don't know how else to put that.
Who are some of the celebrities that are going to be there this weekend?
One of my personal favorites, Robert Kirkman, is going to be there. I sleep with his picture next to my pillow, that guy.
I didn't catch that. Can you say that again? It sounded like you said you sleep with his sister, so you're obligated to go. What was that?
That's what I heard.
No. I said I practically sleep with his picture on a bedside table.
Oh, it's even worse than I thought. Never mind.
He comes with his book.
I didn't know about all this. I can't go now. This is creeping me out. I'm just kidding.
Well, when you go over to his place and you look at the picture, you're never going to be able to look at it without thinking about that.
Dude, I'm going to call your mom and tell her about that.
I'm sure she'll take a picture of the picture and send it to you too.
Exactly. I'm going to put it all over the internet.
Are you dating her mom or something?
Whoa.
If what?
Are you dating his mom? I don't understand.
How did his mom
get into this all of a sudden?
That's family, sir.
Well, I hope your mom drops you off at the convention. I hope you don't park there. It's going to be outrageous. It's like $30 a day.
Yeah,
I do know that John Favreau is going to be there. He's actually going to be premiering some Cowboys and Aliens footage.
Oh, yeah. What's that movie all about? I've heard about that. What's that all about?
It's based on a graphic novel or a series of comics. Basically, it takes place in the Wild West, and it's about these aliens that kind of, invade Earth during, the 1800s, during Western times with cowboys and Indians. And they have to fight off these aliens.
It's a historical period piece.
Of course. Yes, exactly.
Hey, did I hear you right, though?
It's what they didn't teach you in school, kids. It's what they didn't teach you in school. They saved that for the movies.
Exactly. What was that, Andy?
Great, man. Fuck, you guys are making me want to go to this thing. I wasn't going to go. I was just like, fuck that. But it's actually
kind of
cool.
You got to go. You got to go, man.
It sounds pretty fucking cool, actually.
You're going to see the promo. You're going to have, there's tons of people. There's people signing autographs. It's going to be cool, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's people that always dress up in these different costumes. There's tons of hot chicks. You're a perverted dude, I think you'll love it.
Hey, by the way, don't forget to mention, if you do go, you get to enter into our raffle, and we've got a lot of great prizes, including a free Blu-ray player, brand new, donated by our other producer, David. So make sure you go.
Can I go around and say that I'm part of the crew, that I was the fluffer on the movie?
Well, that was Anthony, but you can take second.
I was the backup fluffer. I was
the
assistant to the fluffer. I was the fluffer's assistant. Yes. First assistant fluffer.
That's awesome.
Cool. speaking of which, dude, we're going to take another quick little break here, kids. If you want to join us, come on. You guys got to call in. I finally have three attractive gentlemen on the line. One of my frequent co-hosts slash internet girlfriend, Angel's in the chat room right now, and she has been begging me
to get
some guys on the show, some hot guys, and I finally got some hot guys on here, and she's not calling in. I don't know what the deal is.
She's scared.
Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm kicking it here in the Bay. We got another hour to go here. We're just wrapping up the first hour. We're going to keep talking about Help I'm Alive. I really wish I had something I could play. The only thing that you guys have online is pretty much it's not all, you know, you have a couple teasers and stuff, but they're just it's just music, so it's not really audio friendly. But I can tell you folks, if you're interested and you're curious, there's tons of stuff over at their website, helpimalive.tv. And I'm sure after this weekend, you'll see more on there. But the footage that I've seen on there looks beautiful. It looks well shot. It looks very, very pleasing to the eye. And I think it's going to be interesting. But, yeah, we're going to get into more stuff here tonight. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. And our friend here, Justin, speaking of hot chicks, he on the side, in addition to being a world-renowned international director, he also directs like music videos and manages musical artists. And he sent me this MP3 of this chick that he manages, and her name is Karen Page. And she's got a great voice. She's pretty hot too. She's got this track called Want To, and I'll tell you what, I want to play it for you, and I will. Here it is. I'll be right back.
We got the kind of magic that could make the people stop. It's good.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, hey, hey. Vince in the Bay. Back here with you, hour number two, hanging out with the Help I'm Alive crew. We're taking calls, 347-826-7667. Also, I'm going to preface this hour. I will be playing more music this hour, and all music this hour will be Bay-related. So it's Bay-ducation, kids. The next hour is Bay-education hour. Bay Music 101, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So, yeah. Anyway, let's take calls, shall we? 708 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's Steve, man. How are you?
Steve Rush, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hanging out here with the crew from Help I'm Alive, and we're just kicking it. What's up with you, dude?
Not, man. I was listening to it, and I think it's kind of creative, and I know a lot of people want to attack it, make it, you know, nerdy or whatever the fuck they want to make it. But fact is, when you're an artist, no matter what form it is, I mean, if you paint a picture, you take a picture, or you know, film an event, that's artistic, and you know. So I never doubt anyone who does that. I kind of want to know a little bit more about it.
You want to audition?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
No. I just want to, do you guys have a website that I can go to and I can take a peek and, you know, get an idea?
Yes, yeah. I'll paste it in the chat right now. It's helpimalive.tv.
Excellent.
You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that as well. Our Twitter is twitter.com/helpimaliveshow. And then if you want to do the same thing on Facebook, it's facebook.com/helpimaliveshow.
So do you guys think you're going to get laid out of this?
I actually have a really attractive, beautiful, loving girlfriend sitting in a bed in the room right next to me. So uh-huh. I'm going to get laid without the show, and I don't need it to get laid. So.
Right on. Okay, the rest of the guys, what about you?
Yeah, I think we only did this to get laid, actually.
Yeah, I'm not doing this
right
to
on.
Get laid.
So if I go to Comic-Con, I'm going to hang out with you dudes, and we're going to cruise for chicks.
Can have a runoff, you know.
Yeah, I'll get those sloppy seconds, bro. Like I said, I'm your fluffer. I'm the first assistant fluffer.
There you go.
You're the fluffer, fluffer.
Hey, Vince, yeah. Kicker ass white website. This is looking really, really good. Great website.
Yeah.
I'm going up and down. I'm trying to find a problem,
you do,
guy.
I don't
want to
know. Don't tell me what you're doing, bro. I don't want to know the. Please, keep that to yourself.
Oh, no, there's nothing there that you'd want to
I don't
to
know
actually
what, about up and down or sideways or back and forth or none of that.
No, I,
347,
we appreciate that.
826-7667 is the number, folks. Join us. We'll take questions about anything and everything. Hey, one thing I was curious about, without getting into detail of plot, because I know you don't want to give stuff away, but just in general, do you have any underlying theme or message that you're trying to get across? Because it seems like most artists usually use it to sort of commentate, make some sort of social or political commentary. Already by setting this 20 years in a post-apocalyptic future, you're implying some sort of social and I'm sure political. Probably environmental, economical, major shakeups of that nature. What is the overall message you're trying to give through this artwork that you're creating here?
This one goes to Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
Of course. it's not so much. It doesn't have too many political undertones. It's more along the lines of.
you know, a while back, I realized how quickly things were evolving, and there was a point, I don't remember when it was, but there was a point when I, for some reason, couldn't use the internet for a long time, and I realized how lost I was without it, and kind of really realized that technology is moving so quickly and things are moving so fast that where, I mean, what's it going to look like in the next 20 years? What's it going to look like in the next 40 years? They've already, you know, teleported molecules from one location to another, and that was just a few months ago, and they think they cured AIDS too or something like that. I'm not sure. But with things moving as quickly as they are, the next 20 years, for all we know, you know, we could all be superheroes, which really isn't where we're going with the show, but we're going to start looking into what happens when, you know, we take things a little too far, what happens when we can't control, you know, maybe some natural occurrences that we never looked into because we're too busy, you know, creating things that, yes, help everybody, but at the same time are very destructive.
What do you guys believe is too far? I mean, give me your definition of what's too far for you.
For me, too far is when, you know, we, what's a good example? As much as I use my cell phone, it's been taken way too far. Right now, as we speak, I'm talking to you, I'm on Facebook, and I just tweeted something all at the same time, and I can't do anything without my phone. It kind of takes away going out and talking to people, going out and meeting new people. Nowadays, we meet everybody online. I think, I don't know if Andy had mentioned it, but we met Justin online, I think on Facebook. And
what I'm asking is, like when you're doing video and you're shooting a scene, what is there something that ever strikes you that says, you know, this is just, this has gone a little bit beyond what I'd hoped, and the message that I want to send is now going to be diluted, and people are going to think it's perverted.
If we ever get to that point, we'll probably end up shooting it a little bit more exaggerated. Everything that we want to shoot, everything that we want to portray and get out across to everybody is going to be greatly exaggerated. If it's not out of control and out of this world, then it probably wouldn't fit with what we're doing. We don't want to have casual, casual negative experiences or casual positive experiences that are just going to be thrown into the mix. We want these to be at the far ends of each spectrum to really, really hammer in how different things are going to be, how different things had become, what happened, you know, what happened when things went too far. Everything that we're going to show and everything that we're going to be able to punch into the story is going to be at each end of the extreme. There's not going to be a lot of normalcy in the show.
Right on. I kudos to you for not having a normal show. I commend you, gentlemen. I want to know about, I'm sorry, I went to film school. I'm kind of a film geek. So I'm probably more fascinated by, I looked at all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I saw how you guys shot some of this. But I didn't see a lot of the makeup and the art direction and the special effects behind-the-scenes stuff. And but I did see like, you, for example, in your makeup, in full makeup and stuff, and you looked very tired and weathered. And I think I saw one of the YouTube videos, you even commented that you were just completely exhausted, and so it looked like it took a lot of physical toll, the filming. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was definitely exhausting, to say the least. Justin had me running back and forth for hours. The second day that we shot, we were in this ravine on the side of a highway up in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and that terrain was probably just almost straight up and down. And it was probably like 50, 60 degrees out, which kind of was a little chilly, but you could see your breath, and it was hot at some point. It took its toll, for sure. I remember the next day I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed. My muscles were hurting a little too much, but the filming was fun. You could tell we all had fun, but it was just exhausting.
I got to say, though, Anthony was a trooper. I mean, I was running him ragged. I mean, we were shooting these scenes where his character's name is Lauren, and I don't want to give away too much from the promo, but there's a scene where he's running through the forest, and he actually goes up kind of this embankment that's pretty steep, and I kept having him go up and over and over again because we had to get different angles and we had to get different takes, and I just wasn't happy with certain things. And I know there was one time where he came up this hill and he was sitting there and we were prepping for a shot and he like was like, well, I'm about to pass out. It's like he had run himself so far. And, you know, Anthony's a thin guy. I mean, Anthony's in shape for the most part. I mean, it was just, but he had pushed himself so hard, which really is a testament to Anthony as an actor. I mean, this is the first time I'd worked with him as an actor, like as a director and him as an actor, and I was really impressed with his ability to get in and out of character really quickly. Like, you know, if I'd say action, he was in that character. And as soon as I yelled cut, it would be like, okay, it's just Anthony. And, you know, you'd joke around and stuff. He really was good at getting into character when he needed to be. It was very physically demanding, and he did it. And I was very impressed. And, you know, you're going to see a lot more of that stuff after the promo premieres. We really didn't want to spoil it too much, which is why you haven't seen a lot of the makeup stuff and a lot of this other stuff that you had mentioned. Because we really wanted it to be kind of a surprise for people. So when they go to WonderCon, it's like they haven't seen it already. They haven't seen what this looks like, what that looks like. But after we premiered it, we're definitely going to be putting out a lot more behind-the-scenes stuff, and you'll get to see, like, what we went through and the makeup and all that stuff. So it should be fun. I'm excited.
Oh, that reminds me. I want you guys, if you can, you don't all have to, but if at least one of you guys could come back and do a follow-up maybe next week or sometime in the near future, and just give us a recap of your experience at WonderCon, because I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm going to try to get out there at least once, but I'd love to have you guys for a follow-up to rehash what happens out there.
Well, I don't know about the other two, but just for cutting you off, I was going to say, I've actually never been to WonderCon before. This is like the major dream of Anthony, so I think he should definitely come back because, you know, he's going to have a unique, different experience than he's been there before. I would love to come back and give a first-timer's experience or, you know, my take on it. I don't know if Justin wants to come back. He told me he had to take a dump, but no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Me personally, I think we'd all have different experiences with it, and I mean, I would hope to see a lot of the people come out as well, whether they've been there before or they haven't. You know, if it's your first time too, come say hi. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody. It's my first time as well.
Right on.
Yeah. If I go,
my sherry like, would be popped as well. What, Steve?
You what?
No, I just
Steve,
want to wish these guys the best of luck.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much.
There
thanks,
you go,
man.
Steve Rush. Thanks, Steve. That was Steve Rush, a good friend of the program. Thanks for calling in, Steve. I appreciate. And if you're just tuning in, kids, it's Vince in the Bay, of course, but I'm here tonight joined by Anthony, Justin, and Andrew. They're part of the cast and crew of Help I'm Alive. You can check it out on at helpimalive.tv. They're going to be at WonderCon booth number 136. That's booth 136. And check them out this weekend, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at WonderCon in San Francisco. And for our Spanish listeners tuning in Santiago, Chile, on shortwave at radio station WZXKL WTLF. Here we're going to pause 5 seconds for translation.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Alrighty, you're tuned to Vince in the Bay. I'm going to be back here. We're taking calls. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. And I'm going to turn back the clock here a little bit. I mentioned that that our friend Justin here, I know Justin, actually, I knew of Justin way before Help I'm Alive. I know him from doing his LBTV. He does Lyrics Born's music videos on YouTube, and he also, I believe, is his manager. And I actually got to, I met Justin in person on New Year's Eve and actually partied with him. And believe it or not, this is your life, Justin. I have a track from that glorious evening from Lyrics Born. Actually, I rang in the New Year with Lyrics Born counting down the New Year. This is, what, 3-4 months ago now? This is from New Year's Eve. This is live Lyrics Born counting down the year in the final moments of 2010 and ringing in rocking in the new year with a little track here. Check it out. I'll be right back.
I am your host for this evening. How many of y'all out there came to party tonight, huh? We got my peoples, the Coup, are in the building tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get started, I got to say, where are my homeboys at? Make some noise. Where are my beautiful ladies at right about now? Make some noise. These are all my peoples. We gonna make this shit go in a major way. Let me see you put your hands in the air like this, please. All the way from the Bay Area, California. Happy New Year, y'all. I said Happy New Year, y'all. We have approximately 4 minutes left. You know what I mean? Hey. Well, it's 1 a.m. and I'm ready to rock. I got a $1 million record that I'm ready to drop. About to get it going on, baby, ready or not. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. 2 a.m. and I'm ready to roll. Already got paid, now I'm out the door. Cadillac's in the back and it's ready to go. I make the funky, 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 funky hit records. I've been a cocky dude ever since 17. Every chance I get, I practice my acceptance speech. Thank you, Grammy, Academy, the MTV. Just so beautiful when y'all don't give me everything. I do with you, I'm just a clean set you can to me. Informant sneakers, falling with the foreign denim jeans. It's kind of nasty how I get up on and kill the thing. I can't help myself, baby, I am just at me. I'm so funky like Arnold and Dudley, man. I'm so funky like Conan the Barbarian. I'm so funky, baby, never born as who I am. Y'all, yeah, so I'm funky, I'm just a boozy double man. 1 a.m., I'm ready to rock. I got a $1 million record that I'm ready to drop. About to get it going on, baby, ready to nap. I make a funky, 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 funky hit record. 2 a.m., and I'm ready to roll. Already got paid, now I'm out the door. Ball's axe in the back, and it's ready to go. I make a funky, 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 funky hit record. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all feeling that shit out there, are you ready for 2011 to come in tonight, huh? I said, are y'all ready for 2011 to come in tonight, huh? My man, Evil D, give him one more song, you know what I mean, before we count this thing in. My name is Rivers Thorn. I will be back momentarily to count this shit down for all my peoples in the new parish. Are you ready? One time for my man Boots in the Coon that's about to come up and rhythm me out tonight, too. I said give it up for my people's Boots in the Coon about to rhythm me out tonight, huh? Hey, where's the Bay Area at right about now? Let me hear you make some noise. I said, where's the Bay Area at right about now? Make some noise. With this sound, ever since I got up on the hobby horse, I'm doing things that these rappers probably force. Track it Daisy, Breezy Dennings, usually singing out the city living. Getting his workout, leisure fitness, giving a squirrel, I guess this means it's business. Yes, today, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. One more time, make some noise.
Wake up every morning like I'm gonna kill these bastards. I hear my life calling like JoJo dancing, going from the brass ring like Frodo Baggins.
Yeah.
I did the groove thing with some go-go dancers. I get the groove thing, it's my solo record. Time to pull the shoes, jeans, I'm the logo master. I'm up on everything like go-go gadget. Crouching like the tiger in the gold format. Got the dragon hidden just in case the popo's mash up. Back in 88, I had to go romance. Smoking nugget ring with the polo jacket.
Yeah.
Please said I'm almost on the boat. Bone wagon line powder on credit. Son, I'm dope on passing. Jaw drive like Miguel Cotto slapped him. Don't know lyrics form that you don't know. Classic, get your weight up like one of Tony Romo's. Say yeah! Yeah! Say oh yeah! Come on,
yeah.
Oh yeah! Say do that shit! Say do that shit! That nasty shit! That nasty shit! Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, 2010 is almost out the door. You know what I'm talking about? So we gonna count this motherfucker off in a major way. Uncle D, cut it for me one time. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands in the air. Count it off with me. 10, 9, 8. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. 2011 is upon us.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, Vince in the Bay. Back here taking calls. 347-826-7667. I have a question for Andrew. Andrew, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Angel in the chat room wants to know, are you single?
No, I'm not single.
Oh.
You can tell her I'm the one that said that I had a beautiful girlfriend sitting in the bed next to me.
Oh, that was you. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. That's that's too bad.
Sorry, Angel. However, my cousin Anthony and Justin are both single. And they're both attractive. You should hook up with either one or both of them at the same time.
Wow. Andy just puts it all out there.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Oh, best drop.
Sorry, Angel.
You guys can share her.
Sorry, Angel. No, Angel's mine, guys. Sorry. She was just wondering.
Nice.
She said that he was the hottest dude.
Yeah, she's in ninth grade.
I wanted
what?
To say that, That party on New Year's Eve was crazy. It was fun.
Oh, it was awesome,
dude. I'm glad you played that audio, man. I forgot that show. I forgot we were there, to be honest with you.
Dude, it was awesome, dude. I recorded the whole fucking thing. I got Rupa and April Fishes, their whole set. I got the Coos whole set. I got Lyrics Born's whole set. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I want to say another thing about the Bay Area. I love the Bay Area. I mean, it really... Like, the San Francisco Bay Area, to me, is a very unique place. Like, people here really represent where they're from. I'm not saying other places don't, but just, I don't know. Something about the Bay Area is, like, we're very loyal people. And, you know, as I've lived here, I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from Washington State. But I consider this probably my second home, without a doubt. But, you know, just from the musicians that I've worked with, from you know, the people in Help Them Alive, and just everybody... It's just there's kind of a cool little Bay Area collective, you know, that has so much going on. And I really feel like in the music business and in the film industry, like, the Bay Area gets slept on quite a bit. And
oh, yeah.
It's really kind of sad because there's so much talent here. And I really hope that, you know, in the near future people start waking up to that fact. All right, Mom, off my soapbox.
No, that's what's up, man. I agree. The Bay is where it's at. That's why I named myself Vince in the Bay to sort of help shed some light on it here on VTR. And I've definitely helped just put that Bay mentality, just the idea of the Bay. Like, anybody who's never been to the Bay Area, they don't understand, but there's a lot of love for the Bay everywhere. You know, people know, especially in the music industry, people know. They know there's that. I mean, they know about the High Roads. They know about the Coos. They know about the Lyrics Borns. They know about all these people. The people that the insiders, the industry's people, inside people know about these people. Like all the artists in the Bay Area are like the people that they're like the musicians' musicians. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing too. And that's, you know, we're keeping Help I'm Alive in the Bay. We're filming in the Bay. We're filming up in the Santa Cruz Mountains. You know, we're keeping it local. You know, we're not going to go down to L.A. We're not going to go somewhere else. It's like, this is the place.
Now, Anthony, are you from the Bay Area originally?
Yeah, I'm from Morgan Hill, actually.
Excellent. So a lot of this initial footage was shot in your backyard, essentially.
Yeah, that's actually pretty close to it. It was shot in the mountains. Behind my house, we were actually, Justin, whose property were we on?
Our AD, Mitch Roth, it was actually, I believe, his parents' property. They owned this great piece of land. And if you go see in the promo, you'll see we did two promos where you'll see the little girl, Libby. She's walking with Ethan, our zombie. And that location is kind of where we shot the first half of the promo, or actually the first two-thirds, I should say, and it was a great location, and it was mere chance that we ended up there, but I'm glad we did, you know, and they say things happen for a reason, I totally believe that in this instance especially, but it was just beautiful up there, and it would just, you know, it's another testament to the Bay Area, like, just views like that, you know, so close to the city and everything, well, not real close, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Exactly, you're picking it up, I'm putting it down, but no, it was fun.
All right, so I have a question that ties in both of these topics here, both the Bay Area and Help I'm Alive. So this happens, so Help I'm Alive takes place 20 years after the apocalypse, which happens next year. And I'm wondering if, without giving away too much, can you tell us what happens to the Bay Area? Like, how does it go up? Is it an earthquake? What is it?
Anthony?
Be very careful, Anthony. Nothing actually really happens to the Bay Area. There's no earthquake. You know, during the duration of the show, you'll find out exactly what happened and what caused the apocalypse, but you won't know that for quite a while. You won't see, you know, any destruction. There was no world wars. There were no, you know, crazy outbreaks. Break of rioting or anything like that, which is another big question you should ask. If everybody's gone and things are so desolate, why is everything still intact? Why are there still plants growing? Why does it look like it, everybody just moved out? And that's one of the big questions we want you to think about is, why does everything look so pristine?
Right on. So you've already talked about zombies. So zombies, I take it zombies survive. Is that what I'm led to believe, that the people that survive are zombies and human beings?
More or less, yes. The apocalypse brings on
and cockroaches too. Cockroaches don't and lice. That's what survive, right?
Yes, and prostitutes
and Twinkies.
That's what I thought. Hey,
don't forget Twinkies. You saw Zombieland, right?
How about Starburst? Does Starburst make it?
Sure, why not? We like
Starburst make it, but Twinkies don't.
Especially the Festiva, the Fiesta. Have you tried the new Fiesta flavor?
You know what? I have, and it's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Wait.
All these new Starbursts. It's like 27. There's a Starburst flavor for every letter of the alphabet. Did you know that?
What's X?
Okay, so you know how E.T. had the tie-in with Reese's Pieces? If you were to do a tie-in with Help I'm Alive, what would it be? What sort of product placement would you throw in there?
Interesting.
What sort of accessories would be friendly to watching this? What give us something? What sort of accessories
Might we want to take
deodorant.
This if we're down to watch this?
Deodorant.
A decoder ring? You said a decoder ring?
No, deodorant. I want to go
one
with deodorant.
One
at a
time, please. Sleep down.
Yeah, we should get decoder rings, dude.
I like
you that.
You
really
want to get some?
All right. All right, guys, you want to take some calls? We got some people lined up.
Do
you
it.
Ready?
Bring them.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're are you guys a big fans of wrestling, 80s wrestling?
Of course.
Okay. Well, we have a good friend of the program. He's an old 80s WWF wrestler. He goes by the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. He's here with us on the line, and he's got his hand raised. He wants to talk to you guys. I'm going to bring him on. Hey, Nature Boy, what's up?
Is that you?
That's me. It's me, Rick. You're on with the cast and crew of Help I'm Alive. They're going to be at WonderCon this weekend.
The cast and crew of what?
Exactly.
Yeah, the cast and crew of Help I'm Insane?
No, Help I'm Alive. Help I'm Alive, and I'm fucking talking to
no,
Nature Boy.
I
now.
Think I had it right, Vince. It's Help I'm Insane. Because these two jabronis that you have on the air here are wasting precious air time. Are you kidding me? You're going to let these two jokes on the air over the Nature Boy, over Prankville?
Yeah.
Are
why don't you come down to the ring at WonderCon, Sucker, and I will smack us down.
What? Oh, my
God.
I will
smack us down.
You are going to die. Whoa. You understand me? You are going to bleed. You are going to sweat. You are going to pay the price of a wrestling lifetime. Whoa. Because to be the man, whoa, you've got to be the man. You hear me? You will get a thumb to the eye. You'll get a double head sandal from the top rope. Whoa. You'll get an elbow drop. Right there, you'll get a hip toss. Whoa. You'll get the big four-legged lock. Whoa. You will get the one.
Let's get some tubing steps going over
three.
There.
Whoa.
All right, there you go, kids. The Nature Boy. The Nature Boy takeover is over. Sorry, bro. But we'll take more calls. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bank.
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Here with you. I have with me the fellers from Help I Am Alive. They two of the three ladies are available. The cute one, Andrew, is not. But hey, we're all here. We're available. We've got three lovely available bachelors on the panel for the next 20 minutes here. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. Let me first, though, we're going to take a pause for a minute here and check in and see what's cooking with 50 Rubles. What's up? What's cooking, 50 Rubles?
Well, shit, tonight barbecued, man. We got a new barbecue today.
Yeah, I know. I helped you get that.
I know. Yep.
And what'd you barbecue exactly? Tell us what you barbecued.
Beef with salt and pepper skewered up. Had a bamboo plant next door and, like, took a couple of stalks off it, skewered them up, and then cooked some zucchini.
There it is.
With it.
That sounds delish.
Yeah. No chicken.
No chicken. I know. Well, dude, okay. Earlier today, getting ready to do the show, we had a great little promo shoot, which I should paste this in the chat room. I did a 50 Rubles and I went out. And we had a successful shoot today. He was my cameraman. He was the camera department. And we went out to, where did we go
Keysar
to?
Keysar Stadium.
Yeah, we went to Keysar Stadium. We shot this all green screen. When we get back, Chris is like, 50 Rubles. We'll fix that in edit and post. 50 Rubles says, hey, I want to pick up a barbecue on the way home. Like, okay, fine. We'll go pick up a barbecue on the way home. Sure. No problem. We go get a barbecue. And he's like, hey, dude, it's barbecue tonight. All right, yeah, it's barbecue. Yeah, well, I'll get some chicken and some ribs and stuff, and we'll barbecue it up. It'll be great. Dude, I'm down. Chicken. Sounds good. Let's do it. All right. Okay, cool. So I'm working on this video, which I'm going to post in the chat right now and share with you all. Vincent LeBay.
There we go.
So what am I talking about? So we're shooting it. We're shooting
plug-in.
This.
So I didn't get any.
Shut up for a second.
Okay.
Give me a second. I want to give the backstory for the goddamn fucking video. But you were being such a bitch about shooting too. You were being such a little bitch about shooting this goddamn little promo video. Oh, my God. So we finally shot it. You know what's going to top this off is when Carl, my cabana boy, calls in. Carl, if you're listening, if you're going to call in, you better do it soon, bro. I want to give these guys from...
Wait, what's going on in the show tonight, man?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on with the show. I'm glad you asked. Thank God.
Hey,
what would I do
with
that 50-year-old local? Well, I'm telling you right now who the goddamn guests are. I have with me director Justin Berger and producer Andrew Fassler, who's not available, ladies, or gentlemen for that matter. Geez, it's the fucking Bay Area.
Bolivians!
Watch out, Bolivians are coming. You know what we need? But speaking of Libyans, you know what we need right about now? We need a nice, solid bunga bunga party.
Bisogna fare qualcosa. Assolutamente. E sai che...
shut up already. That was the wrong sound effect. Fuck it. Fuck the sound effects. If you guys want to join us, we've got about 15 minutes to go. It's 347-826-7667. We're not going to turn this into a bunga bunga party, though.
Bunga bunga party.
No, it's not going to happen. Sorry.
Boonga Boonga Party.
But we will, I will defer to my guests now after vamping there. We got about 15 minutes to go here. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. Anthony, is there anything you want to share with us that we haven't touched on yet as far as Help I'm Alive is concerned? Hello? Or maybe I'd have the wrong. Wait a second. Anthony is gone. Did we lose Anthony? Or maybe. Hello, Anthony. Are you there? Maybe not. Let's try Justin and Andrew. Are you guys still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Hey, what's a Boonga Boonga party?
The Boonga Boonga party. You want to Google that? That's Sergio Berlusconi.
Oh, so it's not like a
bukkake
party?
No, no. It's Boonga Boonga Party is just the name that they gave to Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy. He got in trouble for having a party, a sex party, where an underage girl was engaged in some sexual activity. And,
so that's kind of like if your friend in the chat were to engage in that, then it would be a Boonga Boonga Party.
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of people. There's actually a lot of people in the chat I'd like to engage in a Boonga Boonga party with. I'm looking at
Hello.
Creme de la Creme and Fat Red Dragon. Sorry.
Hi, Mom. Yeah.
And your mom,
I'd
too.
Like to say hello to my friends and family.
No. Oh, you know what? We have time to. I want to get this in. I was talking about Lyrics Born and Bay Area stuff and. Justin, you guys just did a video for a new song. You want to talk about the video and the song real quick?
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of sidetracked from Help I'm Alive. It's one of my other projects for Lyrics Porn. But if you are a Lyrics Porn fan, we just shot a video for the song Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda, which is on his new album called As You Were. And it was awesome. I actually used the same crew that we shot Help I'm Alive with. We used Mark Ostenheim. We used Chrysalis Rose for makeup. We used Mitch Roth. And, you know, once again, they did a phenomenal job, and it's being edited right now. It's directed by Yoram Benz, who's a director, works with Deacon, has done a bunch of Puma commercials and music videos. He's an awesome guy, and we shot it all up here, and we got it done, you know, within a really low budget for a music video. Like, I can't tell you how much it was, but
yeah.
Everybody in L.A. was scoffing at it, and they're like, oh, there's no way I would touch that with that budget. Well, they came up here, and we got it done, and it looks awesome, so I just have to say, you know, shout out again to the Bay Area, but for more info, just hit up lyricsborn.com. He's actually on a tour right now, hitting the southeast and all that good stuff. So that's my plug for the homie, Lyrics Born.
That's what's up. We got a call here from, I think this might be Angel. I think we might have the sexy
Uh-oh.
Angel with us. Angel,
yeah.
Are you?
Hello.
Hey, baby. You're on with
hey.
Justin, Andrew, and Anthony.
Hi.
Anthony's gone, but we're here.
I don't care. I don't care if Anthony's gone. And I'm getting tired of hearing about stuff that's in the Bay Area. I'm getting tired of hearing about that. Why don't you ever have anything that's on the East Coast?
Lyrics Board's on the East Coast. Go check them out. Are you on the East Coast?
I am in Ohio.
Which is really the Midwest,
well,
but they think they're in the East Coast.
Well, then. Nobody goes to Ohio. I used to live in Cleveland, actually.
Hey. What? What do you mean nobody goes to Ohio?
No, I
hang
used to live
up
in Cleveland.
Nah, yeah, Cleveland I live right by Cleveland.
Where do you live?
I live in Middleburg Heights.
Wait, hold on. Justin, are you about to ask for the address and everything, too? No, dude. I'm just saying Cleveland sucks.
Hey, hang up on these guys, then.
I
can't. They're my guests. They're my guests. I can't.
Well,
there's
nothing good that comes out of the Bay except for Vince.
Oh. What about Tupac?
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Do you like watching movies or anything? Here we go.
Yeah, I like watching movies.
Okay, well then, you know, if you didn't have the West Coast, you wouldn't have really many movies at all.
Oh, geez, here we go.
You know, even Drew Carey moved to L.A.
I don't care
about Drew Carey.
Just everybody take a breather. Guys, before you go at Angel, you're casting a new series, okay? Let's think this through. You're casting a new series. Just put that out there. Sim it down. And why don't you take a – if any of you guys are in the chat, I implore you to take a look at Angel's profile on BTR. Take a look at that face and tell me you don't want that in your fucking show. All right? Are any of you guys in the chat right now? Hello?
I can't look it up right now.
I can't look it up either. Sorry, Angel.
All right. She's going to be in my well, her and I already have a series of sex tapes out, so she's got a lot of background in front of the camera.
Perfect.
We have a 2,800 video series volume of various scenes and scenarios. It's extensive work we've done together, and I would recommend her to anybody. She's great. She's
amazing.
Hey,
bring her on out. If you want to fly out here, Angel, we're more than happy to audition you. You can
backdoor slot 9.
You can be Anthony's bluffer.
I don't audition. I just say I want this part, and I get it. That's how it works.
Now we know. Wait, hey, Justin, I just figured out why the person doesn't live over here in the West Coast, because that shit doesn't fly here.
I'm in LA
No, seriously, if you want to audition, you're more than welcome to.
Oh my God, this is a train wreck.
Did you hear what I said? I do not audition. I just say I want this part, and I get the part.
I don't know. Winning?
Oh.
Anyone?
Is this Anthony's fluffer?
Oh my God.
Winning.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Come again. Long time listener.
It's Vince in the Bay hanging out here. We got about 10 minutes to go. If you want to join us, it's about 8 minutes now. We're going to wrap it up here momentarily. I want to thank all the chit-chatters, Agitator, Angel, Ben Marcus, Creme de la Creme, Fat Red Dragon, Giraffe King, and several guest listeners. Thank you all for sticking it out here with us. It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed having these guys on. I'm sorry it got a little sloppy there at the end, but it was great to have all three of the guys on tonight. Justin Berger, the director, Andrew Fassler, the producer, and Anthony. I'm sorry, let's get his last name here. Anthony Larice, the executive producer, writer, and one of the cast members of the show. It's great to have these guys on. WonderCon looks really cool. I think I'm gonna go check it out. It looks really fun. But we're gonna wrap it up here, kids. So, Anthony, are you still there? Hello, Anthony. All right, Anthony, it looks like I see him on my switchboard, but he's not there. Let me refresh. Maybe he's gone. No, it looks like he's there. Maybe he's muted or whatever. Well, thank you, Anthony, for coming out. Appreciate him calling in. I wasn't expecting him. I would have billed him along with Justin and Andrew had I known he was going to call in, but it was cool to have him join the conversation nonetheless. So we're going to wrap it up here, Justin and Andrew. Do you guys want to – first, let's start with Andrew. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Actually, first thing I'd like to say is to you, thank you very much for having us on the show. And then everybody else, you know, check out the show, check out the website, helponthelive.tv. You can follow us on Twitter. We've got the twitter.com/helponthelive show. You can find me on there as, you know, twitter.com/AndrewFassler. We've got our Facebook, you know, facebook.com/HelpI'mAliveShow. You can also find me on Facebook, Justin on Facebook, Anthony on Facebook. And one thing that I think all of us would like to emphasize is, you know, with most shows, you as a viewer would like to be able to get in contact with people and talk to them and ask them questions. We actually encourage that. So if you ever want to hit us up and you want to, you know, stay in touch with us, or you want to find a way to help out with the show or be a part of the show,
you know, just hit us up via, you know, one of the various different ways you can get a hold of us, and we'll definitely respond to you and keep in contact.
Boom.
Right on. Justin.
Hey, I have to mention David Shatanoff, who is another producer on the show. He's actually down in L.A., and he's our L.A. connection, but David has been invaluable in this process just as much as any of us, and, you know, we wish he could have been here tonight. He's actually, at this very moment, editing promo. He's actually doing the sound design for it. We actually just wrapped the sound or the score for it, which I have to shout out Catawano, also from Crown City Rockers, who scored this promo for us. She did an amazing job. So David Shatanoff is the other producer. Catawano is our composer. They're both amazing. There's so many people to thank for all this. I feel like at the freaking Grammys, but I'm really so happy that there's so many people who are interested in this, people who want to be involved, people who are involved. A lot of people who are, you know, I'll talk too long, but just thank you to everybody. Thanks for having us, Vince. And we hope to see everybody at WonderCon. I think you guys will enjoy the promo.
Cool. Right on. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. I'm Vince in the Bay. I once again thank you everybody who tuned in, called in, especially the lovely Angel, and Creme de la Creme was in there for a little bit. Appreciate that. Let's see, who called in? Steve Rush called in. Thanks to Steve Rush for piping in. That was great to hear from him and have him chime in with some questions for the fellers here. What else? Nature Boy. I was glad you guys got to experience the Nature Boy. You got a little taste of what some of the characters that we encounter here on a nightly basis on BTR. And I encourage anybody who enjoyed tonight's show to tune in to me almost every night on BTR, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. No, I'm sorry. It's 12 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Check me out tomorrow night. I'm doing a musical themed show tomorrow with a musical themed guest, Simone White, drummer Simone White, who has performed with George Clinton, and he's performed and/or recorded with George Clinton, Michael Frante and Spearhead, Mark Eitzel, Midnight Voices. He's not in the Bay anymore. He grew up and played in the Bay for a long time. Now he's located in Australia. And so he's going to join me tomorrow night. We're going to play tunes that he's performed on and other stuff he's working on right now. So that'll be fun. Check that out. More Bay Area themed crap, kids. It's for your own good. Anyway, that's it. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to check out here. Stick around in the overtime for the post-game show with me and Angel. Angel and I will do the post-game wrap-up in the overtime. So you want to, if you're listening live, you'll have to tune into the podcast or the archives for that. In the meantime, I'm Vince in the Bay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I got my bloggity blog that I'm going to update pretty soon. It's, what is it? VinceInTheBay.blogspot.com. And big ups to everybody who came through. There's the link for the video there that I made today that I was talking about with 50 Rubles. We shot that today, the promo for tonight's video. Big ups to 50 Rubles for shooting that with me. And, yeah, that's it. Thanks for coming out, folks. Again, stay tuned for the post-game wrap-up. I'm going to leave you with a track here that we just talked about with Justin. This is the track the video that they just shot here in the Bay Area. It's for this song called Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda, featuring Sam Saparo. I don't know if he's got any relation to the Italian fast food joint, but if he does and he can sing too, man, big ups to him. Big ups to everybody. This is Vince in the Bay. Until next time, peace out, yo.
with. Maybe you don't gang without a few consequences. And there's a few names that I will not mention. Let's just say they ain't had my best interest at all. From the start, it was not what I wanted. She caught me off guard with a charm. It was on. Oh God, never sworn you in trouble now. Whoever thought I'd have got hustled. I take some blame, now I can't take all of it. Because when man ain't fall for smiles and compliments. Tell me, please tell me, please help me. I'm just Alvin. It's in my phone, and then I lost phones. Never only chose to see the best in folks. It's a shame nowadays I got a question, folks. One bitten, twice shy, the expression goes.
Now that I'm on my way.
Give a man latitude so we can achieve his attitude. Create his own avenue and reach a high altitude. No matter who we get, he got his own attributes. Baby, baby, just a part of life. Some people stick around while others bounce. And that's the way it is, what's up for the count.
Baby, baby,
she ain't seen me as a proper human being. She seen me as an opportunity. A piece of property, a hot commodity. And when the economy went south, she bounced with somebody else. And now I heard she's even with somebody else. Maybe it's not what it's all about. Even leave when it got really bad. She bounced when it got any mini man. Leaping from lily pad to lily pad. But look at me now, baby, really. How can I even be just a little bit mad?
Baby, baby.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Fuck up, 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 fu
Vince in the Bay.
Inspector, we've discovered the center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
What a fucking headache that was, huh? Sorry. I'm back with Angel. Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, me too. Now we can get down to business. What's going on with you, sister?
Just came on to support you and listen to all that crap. No, it was pretty interesting until... I was interested in it until at the end when they started acting like jerks. No. But I did look at the website, and I was interested in it until then. If I was there in the area, I would go with you to see it, you know.
We should, you know what, we should go audition together.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it wasn't my birthday this Friday, I would fly in and go.
Or you could just fly in and just audition for me personally for our next for next sex video.
On the couch. On our couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the casting
that.
Couch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm so glad.
Go?
What? Am I going to go to WonderCon? WonderCon?
Yeah.
I think I might. Yeah, I think I'm actually, to be full disclosure, I'm actually working at the Marriott Hotel doing some... AV work, not related to that show. There's some other outside union company doing it, but I'm going to be in the hotel, so I'm probably going to peek in there that night, Friday night, and then I can always like slip in the next day. I'll probably go legit the next day, just like buy a ticket and cruise in and just check it out. I think Saturday it's going to be off the chain. So I'll bring my little flip cam and just cruise around.
That's what I was going to say. You should take some video of it so I can see what it's like.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Did you see the video that I put up in the chat room?
Yeah, I didn't see the one that you have on YouTube yet, but I looked at their website.
Oh.
Yeah. What, you made a video today?
Yeah, I made a video. Check out my video. I'll put it in the chat right now.
I see. There's a link in there. I'm going to look
at it. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Click on that one. Yeah, there's a cameo. The video's got a cameo by Fab Five Freddy.
It's pretty.
The program, I have the creators of Help I'm Alive, a new web series that...
I love the name of the show, Help I'm Alive.
Yeah.
I like it just by the name alone, it's catchy. A name with a title like that, that's why I asked if it was a comedy, because...
It'll be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it could be... First of all, it doesn't necessarily have to even be a title for a post-apocalyptic thriller. It could be the name of a fucking, you know, a situation comedy with, like, fucking,
I don't know, Jennifer Aniston and Matthew McConaughey or some shit, you know? Help, I'm alive. I'm married to this bitch who just won't shut up. She's hot, but she won't shut the fuck up. Kind of like how it is hanging out with you.
Hey.
Help, I'm alive. I wish I would have thought of that name first. I would have named my radio show Help, I'm Alive.
Just steal it from them.
Or help, I'm doing an internet radio show.
Just steal it from them. They deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'm sorry you know what? At least I got Andrew on. At least he was cute. You know, you wanted a cute guy. I finally got a cute guy on the show for you.
I said hot guys. I want hot guys on the show.
All right.
So work on that. Really,
what?
Work on that. Cute is not hot.
I'll work it, baby. I mean, I'll work on that, baby.
Yeah, I know you can work it, but work on it.
Oh, you know what? Here's a little note and a little addendum to the program. It says in the show notes that I was going to play new releases this week, and didn't have time for any of that. Had no time for that. Sorry, honey. I know you really wanted to hear that, Angel, but unfortunately couldn't get to that.
Listen, I do like it. I just don't like when the whole show is nothing but music for 2 hours. I don't like that. You know, I mean, I am an artist, so I like to hear the music. I just don't want to hear it for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's it. So I'm upset that you didn't do it tonight, and I had to listen to those guys.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll never put you through that ever again. Well, guess what? Tomorrow night, it's all music. I'm having a drummer on. We're just going to hang out and play music.
Oh, yeah. See, drummers are cool. I love drummers. There's something sexy about drummers.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I play drums.
Do you?
No, but I wish I did.
Oh, that's okay. You're sexy anyway. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, sister.
Wow, that's kind of kinky. We had a talk about that, remember?
Well, we did a whole series on that, didn't we, of tapes? I think
we've had sex. We've had
there's like
sex,
a whole
10
set sister. Collection of that on the brother sister thing.
Yeah, we should add phone sex on the show tonight. You know, that's when we have our phone sex and you call me sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should have phone sex and then right after you call me sister because that's so hot when you do that.
Mm. Oh, you got it, baby, sister. Mama, baby, mama, sister.
Baby, mama.
Cousin, nephew, niece.
Nephew.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
did you see Carlito in the chat? He was sucking my penis.
Oh, that sounds like Carlito, all right.
What happened to your Cabana boy? He didn't call in.
I know. I thought he was going to show up. I was really disappointed. Well, at least those guys got to hear Nature Boy, so that's cool. They got Nature Boy and Steve Rush.
Yeah, what? Nature Boy used to be a wrestler. Just when you were saying that part, Blog Talk decided to refresh my page, so I didn't get to hear all of that.
Oh, you didn't miss anything. They got into a show. I think part of the reason why they were so hostile towards you is because of Nature Boy. I think they got kind of riled up by Nature Boy and thought that you were another like troll call type call. And they thought that it was some sort of shtick, maybe. I don't know what to tell you, but
are they still on the line?
I think so. You want me to bring them on?
I don't care. You can bring them on.
Let me see. I don't want to refresh my board. I'm afraid because I'll lose everything. But let me see. Let me try.
Yeah.
Let me see if they're on. Hey, Justin, are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, cool. Justin and Andrew, both of you guys there?
Andy took off. I was just sitting here, like, checking my email, and I just left my phone on.
Oh, right on. So, towards the end there, I guess somebody, honestly, through the whole show, I forgot, I lost track of voices. Like, sometimes, like, when you guys talk for a long extended period of time, I could tell who's who. But when just in the heat of everything, I can't tell what's going on. And towards the end there, I think somebody was a little bit curt, to say the least, towards Angel. And I felt, and I don't know if they thought it was some sort of shtick or something, but I think her feelings were hurt.
Okay.
No, not my feelings weren't hurt. I just was, you know, kind of pissed off because I called in to, you know, just talk and be friendly with these guys. And at the end there, they were, you know, frankly, just jerks. So, there was no reason for it, really.
We were being sarcastic and joking around. Kind of what Vince said is, like, we weren't sure if it was just another, like, prank caller or shtick or whatever. So we just kind of went with it, and you were kind of giving us shit, so we were just giving it right back. And we, you know, it was more of, like, just having fun and being sarcastic and playing around than we weren't trying to be dicks to you.
That's what I was kind of feeling, too, but... but I think I just kind of chalk it up to, like, we had, like I said, we had the Nature Boy on, and he gets people all worked up. And I do, that's how the show is a lot of times. I do get tons of trolls, and normally you guys would be right on par with everybody else. It's just that Angel's not really one of those type of people. She's just, you know, she's just Angel. She's perfect.
No, that's totally cool. I think partly Andy too can get riled up and say inappropriate things at times, and that's just who Andy is. And you know, it's like you can't really control him. He just says I don't know. He has like Tourette's or something, but he just says like weird shit, and that's probably part of it too. But
yeah.
We didn't mean anything by it. I hope you're seriously not like upset at us, because we really weren't trying to like be dicks to you. We're just fucking around, you know.
Angel.
Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, honey. I'm over it now.
Are you over it? Good. Good. Thank God. Well, I'm glad you hung on, Justin, and we cleared that up. That drama's gone. You know, ladies, you know how they like to just drama.
Hey.
No, it's all good, you know. It's cool. I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
She's not tripping.
But you know what? Like I said, dude, you guys are welcome back anytime, especially after the whole thing. Like I said, I'm gonna try to come out Friday and probably Saturday, and hopefully I'll run into you guys. But after the fact, if you or any of those guys want to come back, it'd be fun to have you back and recap everything.
Yeah, totally. Hey, I was gonna ask you if you'd be down to have Karen Page come on.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what? I was going to ask. Say, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Let's set it up.
I'll mention it to her too. I know she would. She'd probably love it. But
I'm down for female. The more female guests, the better. I actually have coming up in 2 weeks. I have Gabby Lala going to be my guest on here.
Who's that?
It's going to be Gabby Lala. She played with Les Claypool's solo project.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and she's been doing shows. She just came out with a new record, and it's crazy. She made it with a Nintendo Wii or something. It's some insane shit. I forgot what it was. Let me find the page here. Hang on. I just posted it. Let's see. She plays like sitar and a bunch of other shit, and she's played with all kinds of people. Let's see, what's it say here? Her bio's great. It says, she's a friend of the Easter Bunny, an admirer of poodles, organic food.
What did you say?
She's a friend of the Easter Bunny.
Friend of the Easter Bunny.
An admirer of poodles, organic food, knitting, and cookies. She's got a cartoon voice. She sings about butter and eggs and elves and golden fleas and pirates.
She's played. She's performed or recorded with Les Claypool, Bob Weir, Snoop Dogg, Macy Gray, the Sippy Cups, Bernie Worrell, P-Funk, and Prince Paul. She's based in Petaluma, California. Her new record she just came out with is called I Know You Know I Know. I Know You Know I Know. And she made it in her bedroom in Petaluma, California, using a Nintendo DS Lite, a sitar, a ukulele, a theremin, and her lovely voice.
Wow.
She's down with Snoop Dogg, bro.
That's awesome. So when's she going to be on?
She's going to be on the 13th.
Oh, okay, cool.
2 weeks. Yeah, dude. Oh, so all right, man. Thanks for coming through, bro. I'm gonna close up the shop here. Once again, Justin, joining me from Help I'm Alive. And Angel, any parting thoughts before we say bye bye?
No. Oh, are you following them on Twitter?
Yeah, I follow everybody on Twitter. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Bye, Justin.
All right. Bye, Angel.
Bye, Vince. I love you.
I love you too, baby. Thanks for coming out. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks to everybody who tuned in into the overtime. It was fun. That was the funnest show yet. Check me out tomorrow. I'm going to do it again with Sim One. That's right. Simone White, drummer extraordinaire, will be with me. And I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to say adios to one more LB track. What the heck? LT, what do you think? One more LB track?
I don't get down like that.
Nah, fuck you, LB. I'm going to play or LT. That's LT's not down with LB. That don't matter. I'm Vincent the Bay. Hasta la bye-bye. Here's one more from Lyrics Born. This is Lies Times 3.
We see. but San Francisco, 1978. Amber Crombie, Fitch, loving piece of nipple clamp, loving butt plug up the ass, looking hot dog, licking your ass, having dog humping, squirrel fisting bastard.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning.